Audio Addict Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Morning.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, yeah. Actually.
It's the morning for you.
It always is.
Every Tuesday, do you just get out of bed and come to the radio?
Kind of, yeah. I've got nothing else to wake up for.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't wake up. It's a bit depressing.
Yeah.
How was everyone's week?
Standard. Terrible.
Great.
Yeah, I've done nothing.
Great, I've done nothing. It's been great.
I've watched terrible films. Terrible television. I watched The Voice.
Oh, did you, really?
Yeah, it was
That's
awful.
Low.
Oh, how's that doing this year?
It's awful. So bad.
Who's the new judge?
The guy from Kaiser Chiefs. I like the Kaiser Chiefs, though.
It's called Ricky something?
Yeah. Yeah, that Ricky bloke.
Yeah, that's...
I'm Kylie Minogue, and she's still quite hot.
Is she a judge?
Yeah, she's a judge.
She's still Australian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really change.
She's still really short.
I don't know.
She's really short.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like really short.
Is she as short as me?
Probably shorter.
Really?
I think she gets better looking with age.
Well, only to a point.
Well, yeah.
Might all go downhill. Oh, the Nirvana track didn't work. Let's choose a different one.
Oh, no.
It's a disaster.
All apologies.
We'll see you next week, lads.
Yeah. So we may as well start with some music. It's going to be another weird playlist because they're always weird at the moment. It's going to go Yellow Card, then Touche Amour.
Yay.
I don't really know either.
I love Touche Amour. One of the best hardcore bands in the world.
Well, that's good. And then we can talk about music.
Check us out online, www.radiosonar.co.uk.
Cheery bunch.
Cool. That's the best song we've ever played.
Yeah, best song we've ever played.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
News this week. Aiden, the newsman this week.
Lord is upset with the media's lecherous gaze.
Well,
lecherous. Good vocab.
Yeah. Well, basically, what she said in a quote, New Zealand media almost pushed over myself and my family at the airport this morning in order to get their shots. Bit of a sad welcome, if I'm honest. And they complained about the frightening price of fame that she got after the Grammy Awards.
Did you watch her performance?
No.
She does some weird dancing.
Does she?
Is really good.
Yeah, you like her, don't you? You said this last one.
I really do.
You pop for her. Yeah.
I think she's like probably one of the most honest, like best pop stars in recent memory. She's actually a really good songwriter as well. Like, she's got really good lyrics.
How young is she? Is she like younger than
she's
us?
She's really young.
She's
16.
17.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I don't like her standpoint on this issue, though. It's kind of like what they said in The Simpsons, you know, if you don't want the media going through your trash and saying you're gay, you shouldn't try and express yourself creatively.
Just conform like the rest of us.
Exactly, yeah. If you want to be in the public eye and get a good music career, you just got to accept that those things are going to happen, really. Mm. I mean, I know it's bad that they've like gone over a family to get the shots, but still, it's going to happen.
It's kind of part and parcel, isn't it?
Exactly, it's a package deal.
If you're going to live the dream and like just tour the world playing music, then you kind of have to put up with some other crap.
It's kind of depressing how when most people say they live the dream, they just end up spiralling into their own personal nightmare.
Yeah, a few of them do that.
Cheerful.
Anything else? We didn't do much news this week.
Nah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers to headline the Isle of Wight Festival.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
So it's now Red Hot Chili Peppers, Biffy Clyro, Kings of Leon, who got announced at the weekend.
And Calvin Harris is like co-headlining with Biffy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like, Biffy got to play, I think Calvin Harris could come on after.
Oh, that's nice.
It's kind of just the same as all the other festivals.
But the past five years.
Kind of, though. Like, you know, every year, like, either the Killers, Kasabian, Kings of Leon or Metallica are going to be headlining a festival.
There's Arctic Monkeys, and
they're like the five you know are going to be somewhere at a festival in the UK.
Did you put Chili's in that list?
No.
Because they're a bit rare, are they not?
I've never seen them.
I pretty much nearly bought a ticket when they were announced, and then Kings of Leon were announced, and it was a bit
like,
I think the last UK festival they did before this was that really dodgy Reading performance they did a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that was didn't get very many good reviews, really.
Really want to see them.
The thing is, the Chili's like last two albums weren't very good.
No.
I still haven't listened to the latest one.
But I think they're early.
It's really
albums.
Bad. Like, oh, is really it? Bad.
The latest one.
Was it Stadium Arcadium? I like Stadium.
No,
Stadium Arcadium's good.
That was all before the last one. Yeah.
I didn't like Stadium Arcade.
Nah, it's good. Solid. That's a lot of filler, though.
Yeah, but that's why it's bad.
That's because it was a double album. Like,
yeah, I think if I had a single
it
album...
It shouldn't have been a double album.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was some...
Great. I think that was the first double album I ever bought, which wasn't a live album.
Oh, there we
go. We got a Van Halen live album.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
Louis
It was double, yeah.
Oh, that was it. It was called I'm With You.
They had an album. Oh, you what, the newest one?
Yeah, that was the new one without Fruity
Yeah, I'll be honest. That is one of the worst albums I've ever heard.
Yeah,
there's nothing on it that's worth any of my time.
Ooh,
you could just you listen through to the whole album. There's a massive hole there that John Frusciante should be filling.
Oh, I love John Frusciante. What a mess! Yeah. What a mess of a man.
Yeah, did you see him on the Super Bowl?
Mm. Oh,
yeah,
so
we watched him, didn't we? Yeah,
John Frusciante.
Did you see that?
Yeah, apparently Flea didn't have his bass going on.
None of the guitars are plugged in, the story I read.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. No. It's true.
It's the Super Bowl. You want to put on the show more than the musical performance.
Yeah. I'd like to think that they were annoyed about that, though. I'd like to think that they would have actually liked to have played. And they were probably just
If they were 20 years younger, they'd have probably cared.
Mm.
That's apparently like leaving everything unplugged and not even making an effort to make it look real. Yeah. It's kind of like a rebellion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they could have made it a bit more obvious if they just came on and just stood there and didn't even move.
Do you remember those old Muse videos when they performed live and they were told that they had to mime and then they just try and ruin it for the show?
I love those instruments. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Swapped instruments and like rolling through the crowd during a guitar solo.
But yeah, I think with the Chili's, their legacy and their early albums are legendary enough that I would still pay money to go and watch them.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Need to go and see them at some point.
I mean, a lot of people say like they don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but then they turn around and say, oh, I like Californication, I like By The Way, I like Zephyr Song.
What have you put on an accent?
Yeah, what's the accent? Yeah.
Just casual Red Hot Chili Pepper fan accent.
Oh, I love them.
Great band.
Is that northern
Mr. Oceana?
Is that northern bloke in spandex again?
Black hole, son.
And is there one more story?
That's an in-joke.
No one knows what that is.
Beloved emo British emo band Basement.
Emo.
Hardcore
band, aren't they?
They're not hardcore.
I'll tell you what, shout out whoever wrote the story, because I'm going off our website, which should be right.
Well, that was
me. I didn't write it.
That was me, and their page said emo. Oh,
fair play. Well, either way, they're called the Hiatus.
They sound like Jimmy Eat World, so.
They're kind of, ish.
Like I thought
like a modernised version on a lower budget.
The last time I listened to them was when we saw them support Touché Moore.
I didn't know.
They were terrible, I think.
No, they weren't terrible at all.
They were boring.
They weren't terrible at all. They were really good.
No, they weren't really good.
No. They weren't terrible either. They're just meh. They were a support act.
Meh.
Anyway, the actual news.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, actually.
They pulled out of Hiatus. They're coming back together for a few shows.
That didn't take long.
I
don't get it.
I re-listened to the album when I was writing that story. It's all right. It's good.
I get the appeal.
The tickets were cheap enough.
Yeah, they've got a lot of fans, like a surprisingly large amount.
Yeah, but I've noticed that a lot of the people who've come out saying they're massive Basement fans came out when they were first breaking up.
Yeah.
It was a good move on their part.
I've pretty much never heard of them.
They shifted a lot of merch when they broke up.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one of the last Basement t-shirts.
It's a rubbish name, let's be honest. What's that? Basement.
Should be Cellar.
That would be better.
Ooh.
Is it not angry enough?
Nah.
Well, there's also a whole load of festival announcements, but should we do them a bit later on?
Let's do the festival announcements.
There were tons.
Yeah.
Pixies and King Blues next.
Let's do it.
It's weird this
week. Get in
there.
That was terrible.
Bad.
Reviews, anyone?
What we listened to? We were just talking about one.
The structure of the show has become so lazy.
It's news. Better that way, though.
Reviews, anyone?
It's better that way.
The only probably. Radio show I ever liked was the Ricky Gervais show, and I think we're mirroring that.
That's not a radio show, that was a podcast.
No, they had a radio show.
It counts.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it counts as a radio show.
But this is a podcast as well.
Anyway, can you download that from us?
iTunes.
search the Audio Addict Podcast.
And click subscribe. Has any of us done that?
I don't have an iTunes.
I gave us a good review.
Oh yeah.
So please, if you're listening and you're enjoying this, please give us a good review on iTunes.
We've all done it.
It'll help with the algorithm.
Even if you're not enjoying it, just give us a good review.
Please, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Helps everyone.
The Used
new single, really good.
I like it. It's good, isn't it?
It's all right.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
It's all right. I'm also a fan. It's like a great, like, not reinvention, comeback.
Yeah.
Like, they've had some really poor albums in the last few years.
And they haven't really had any lead singles coming off from either, but
no,
this is, like,
but
the
this,
one.
This is, they've really thought, they've taken their time, they've thought about what they need to do, and they've done a really good job, like,
Have you noticed what? That, like, since they've come
cut
back,
their hair.
Though, since they've come back, yeah, well, in a way, their sound has kind of mirrored the fact that they've all cleaned themselves up.
Yeah.
If you listen
yeah.
to the production of the track, it's so clean. And if you listen to, like, Take Me Back or whatever, the songs from, like, what was the first album? The album with the love heart on the front called?
I don't.
In Love and Death or something.
Something like that.
But that, the songs were kind of raw and
yeah.
A little bit less well produced, and
yeah.
this new song, I don't know what it is about it. I like the song, I like the song, but I'm not sure I really like the sound.
Well,
what's the message?
Cry. But yeah,
In Love and Death.
Yes, In Love
in
and
Love
Death.
And that Death. That's exactly what I said.
I liked them. I actually really liked that album, and the one after that. The one after that is what kind
it's
of
good. No, In Love and Death.
I
is
saw
brilliant.
Him live in that table. He didn't sing literally a word in tune. And
punk rock.
Rah.
he used to spit up in the air and
yeah.
then let his hair catch it, and then
yeah.
it used to drip down his head.
Yeah.
That's just what. That's just there's no need for that.
He was a bit of a nutter.
There's never any need for that.
He also used to drink his own bodily fluids.
Did you read that Kerrang? You read that Kerrang article when he just took the journalist to get drugs?
Yeah. That was years ago.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was like 2007.
Yeah, it's a weird thing that stuck out in your mind.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I, you know, it must have been a good article.
Yeah, it was. It's the best article Kerrang I've ever done.
Don't say that.
Well. Our magazine's better.
Best joke.
But yeah, it's a really good, like, reinvention.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. I like his hair.
We're going to play the song next.
He looks healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nice. Let's play the song.
Should you just play it now?
Yeah, we'll play
right into it.
And then we can make our own verdict. So you, like, love it. He says it's okay.
It's okay.
I don't
like
love it. I really like it.
I don't like the production.
Okay. Well, I haven't listened to it and don't intend to listen to it.
Well, that was your chance.
I hate that.
Why?
No, I just hate that ending bit.
Yeah.
It's like,
I just, I'm not.
It's like they're just taking it from the album.
I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm. You know, it's a good song, but I'm just not a massive fan of the production, I guess.
I thought it's good. Best song I've done in a long, long time.
It's a bit too kind of Mice and Melly.
A little bit. It's heading that way, but that's the fashion, you know. And you're trying to get popular
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Why
guess.
Not?
I guess.
Sounded really dull.
Oh, Basement's on here.
Yeah, that's even dull.
Do you realise that?
Let's not play that. Any other reviews? Have you guys been gigs this week?
Have I?
No.
The
Big Ups. Let's talk about Big Ups.
You two talk about Big Ups.
Great band.
There's not much more to say about them, to be honest.
Who are they? What do they sound like? I haven't listened
really,
to them yet.
Like, it's kind of a really original sound.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's
really.
Not like Fugazi.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know Wool? Do you know the track Wool on
yeah,
the album?
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely my favourite track, and that's very Fugazi.
It is.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
It?
I like Disposer as well. I suppose it's... I don't know what it is. They sound a bit like Slim. They sound a bit like Slint as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, I guess, a more modern reference point would be La Dispute.
Yeah.
But heavier
yeah.
and more punky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I
they're
might listen to that.
They're not like going on about love. They're just.
Yeah,
angry.
I like what you said in your review. You said you said they've got nursery rhyme kind of lyrics.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
But the lyrics, I like that because it's kind of completely disregarded
the entire way through.
It's brilliant. No, it's great. It's
Who
great.
Are we talking about
Big Ups.
Big Ups.
They got a bit of a NME hype at the moment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So do so many rubbish bands. I'm not saying they're rubbish because I don't know, but.
No, I can't see anything on the screen, though.
Well, just 40 minutes ago, Despised Icon reformed.
Oh, cool. That's all right, isn't it?
I don't know who they are.
They're all right.
They were quite good.
Yeah. Despised Icon.
But back to Big Ups. yeah, it's a great album for anyone who likes hardcore or punk, basically.
Yeah, it'll probably go... Well, hopefully it won't go a bit unnoticed because, like, the indie press has jumped all over it.
They have, actually. And it's
yeah.
they've sold out in England.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing the Old Blue Last. It's
I've
all sold out.
My ticket.
Well, no, we'll go to Brighton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good album. It's solid, and it's got a bit more about it than a lot of stuff that a lot of people cover.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big
up. Yeah. What else we listen to? I listen to the Behemoth album.
Behemoth.
I thought it was really good. I'm not even that into black metal.
It's not really black. It's kind of black.
They're losing their black metal elements. They used to be quite black metal.
It's black metal for metal fans that aren't that into black metal.
That's me.
It's what they tend to do is they tend to start the track and then they go into a riff and then they just descend that riff into absolute chaos.
Yeah, I was going to say the same word, chaos.
And then they put some weird symphonic elements over the top of the chaos. Yeah.
They do that, but how is it so listenable?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. It's really enjoyable.
I never got bored of it. It's just really good.
It's great. It's a great album. It's why I said before. It's my top. It's definitely my top 10 extreme metal albums ever.
But
ever, yeah.
Do you reckon that's their best album?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say that as well.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Who?
Behemoth.
They're a very angry band.
A headline Bloodstock.
They're extremely angry.
What's their message?
They don't like religion.
It's kind of all anti-religion. Yeah. It's quite atheist.
He's been like arrested and stuff.
Yeah,
he burnt a Bible on stage and he got like loads of trouble.
Yeah, no, that's a bit naughty.
You know? Is it? It's just a book.
Laura Marling wouldn't do that.
She definitely wouldn't. She might use it to rest a cup of tea on.
She might do that. Peppermint tea, not proper tea. No. Too much caffeine in proper tea.
That would be her version of anti-religion.
Oh, she'd love
using the Bible as a coaster.
She's brilliant, though, isn't she?
She's great. She's getting played today.
Yeah, she's getting a play.
She's not.
Laura Marling. Yeah, that's
she's a got whole a lot of hair.
A whole of. I speak because I can.
Yeah,
you
choose.
Okay.
The thing with Behemoth, really good album. I was really surprised how much I enjoyed it. What else have we listened to this week? Sun Kill Moon.
I know this is just me, but it's really good. It's called Benji. It just sounds like a guy thinking, saying what he's thinking in a stream of consciousness.
Young Fathers. Anyone listen to that album?
No.
We all had a little listen to Young Fathers, didn't we?
I didn't like it.
I thought I would. Yeah, same. Huh. Exactly the same. I thought it'd be more hip hop, if that makes sense.
I kind of knew what they were because I liked the last two tapes, but
it wasn't that.
I think they toned it down a bit.
It's missing the aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
They're playing in Norwich when I'm in Norwich, but I don't know if I'm gonna go.
The single off that album is quite good.
What is it called? Low, I think it might be called.
Yeah, right. I just got a bit bored of them.
Yeah.
Of it.
Bastille rap.
Yeah.
The genre from hell.
speaking of which, Young Kato. Do you remember Young Kato? We're presenting in our magazine, now available all over Southampton and online. They're supporting U Meet 6 on their UK tour.
Anyone listened to the new album yet?
Who? U Meet 6. Oh, yeah, I listened to it. I didn't like it. It was terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
I'm actually probably going to end up agreeing with Louis on this
album.
Not heard
you
it.
You listen to us.
No. Future cover stars, You Me at Six.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Great bunch of lads, all the best.
Amazing album.
It's great. It's so good.
Yeah. No.
I really liked at least two of their albums. The first two.
Is it Take Off Your Pants and Jacket? No, that's Blink 182.
I thought you hated pop punk, Ellis.
You Me at Six are not pop punk.
Let's draw a line here.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They used to be. Now they're just that dreary, absolute radio fodder.
Nah.
I think they're pop punk.
If you were to categorise them to anything, it would just be either rock
or pop punk.
Their old stuff definitely was pop.
The one with like Rumour and Save It for the Bedroom.
I like Save It for the Bedroom.
The one after that had like Underdogs.
Underdog's okay.
The Rumour is their best song still.
Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
The album which surprised me, which was a bit better for New Me at Six, was the Blitz Kids album.
No, really?
That surprised you?
Yeah, because it was quite good.
Did you not think it was going to be
I thought it'd be terrible.
Yeah. I'm just fed up with all this kind of, you know.
But it was good. Music. Solid. It's worth a listen. The new Blitz Kids album's worth a listen.
Is it?
It's called The Good Youth, and there's one amazing song on it, which it sounds like a legendary song because it's like.
Is it this year's so Bones by Young Guns?
Yeah.
Is it that? Definitely.
It's that. I can't remember which one. Soul My Soul, maybe? It might be called that. I can't remember which one it is. I think it's Soul My Soul.
Tell you what I listen to. I listen to a black metal album by Murmur that wasn't very good.
Not who? Murmur.
Yeah, and I listen to a noise kind of drone album by a band called Indian. That's quite.
Yeah, cool. I listen to that. Yeah, it's mental. It's mental.
I've heard
better. It's so mental.
Was that the one that Fantano reviewed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to that as well.
It's really mental. Yeah.
No Stone Titan.
I spent most of my spare time listening to that compilation CD we got from Pine Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite good, isn't it? I should put that on my iTunes.
What's the first band on there called?
Oh, I can't remember off the top of my head. I know the second one were Fists, but I can't remember who the first one was.
Ice Age, you're on it.
Oh, yeah, and Ice Age.
I don't even know who I'm listening to. It's nothing that's been released in 2014. I don't think I've cared about anything yet.
There's nothing to care about.
It's been like a slow start to this year.
There's not much that's been good.
Skindred album's really bad.
I think like the people that are in charge of the music you listen to are clever enough to not release it earlier on in the year. I think your that sort of music comes out around spring, summer time sort of thing, it's when the festivals are starting to hit.
Probably. Yeah, it's almost a surefire way to ensure that you're not going to get on any best of year lists.
Yeah, releasing that early.
True. Unless it's a big, big album.
Yeah, well, Biffy Clyro still made it to the year list, so that was January.
That was like well early in 2013, wasn't it?
Yeah. My Bloody Valentine?
Yeah.
It might have been, actually, yeah. Did you see, completely off, well, not off topic, but did you see This Is Let Live? This Is Not Let Live?
Yeah,
I got it up just now.
The
weirdly,
thing.
They had Luma, but no, or Touched. I can't remember which track it was, but they had a My Bloody Valentine track on the page.
The one with that jazz song.
Deeply into it, I just think they think it's a cool film.
And that jazz song which turns up randomly.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was weird when I was watching. The
I reckon they recorded that.
This jazz came up.
No, I don't know what it is. No. It's no 50s bebop. That's for sure.
I didn't want to say it was a jazz song. That's why I said it was a weird song. Earlier yesterday, because I didn't know if it was jazz. I was like, is this jazz?
You don't want to look weak in front of the jazz master.
Yeah, I didn't want to look weak in front of you. I didn't want you to go, that's not jazz, Louis.
Have we got any jazz to play on the radio?
Give me a good jazz artist, Leo.
Miles Davis, that's the
sure, do your usual business. We'll just play half an hour of modal jazz.
Oh, yeah.
No Miles Davis. What is wrong with the music tastes of this generation? Seriously.
I was born in the wrong generation, man.
Yeah. Well, the next two songs, they're coming in really weird pairs, because this is now Slipknot, then Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
I'll do.
That's good.
And then we should talk about festivals, probably, because lots of things have happened.
Beautiful.
Great woman. Turned up in the finale of Horror Story, singing in the house and just left.
I watched the first episode of that.
Well, the new series.
The very first episode of American Horror Story.
Oh, in the house?
Yeah. It was weird.
It's great. Carry on with the rest of the series.
It was a bit scary. I couldn't even. I was alone in a dark room and it freaked me out.
Yeah, that's the worst way to watch it, really.
Festivals. What's the first one up on our little.
The Reading Festival.
Last night announced the headliner to join Blink-182, Arctic Monkeys.
Along with the 1975 Cortinas.
The Arctic Monkeys are headlining.
I know, it's insane, again. Isn't it?
It's not the first time I've headlined it. Yeah. Oh wait, you're joking.
Yeah, that's the joke. But no, also there, Yumi at 6. How do you pronounce this band's name? Do you have to do
subtract.
Just
subtract?
Subtract. Oh, of course, yeah. Warpaint, Netsky, Andy Mack, Architects, Issues, Pusha T, Crept and Conan, Royal Blood. You guys get your hipster points in there.
Yeah, we do, we do. We saw them in a small venue.
And Hozier. Never heard of them.
The only one I like out of that is Royal Blood and maybe a bit of Netsky.
I'll go for Pusha Architects.
Pusha T. Architects.
Pusha T, you get
surprise. Wait, you go.
I was just going to say, like, out of that entire page now, from the previous announcement as well, the only people I do want to see are the two headliners, because I've never seen Blink, and I haven't seen Arctic Monkeys in years.
I'd really like to see Blink. They're the one band I said I wanted to see.
So, like, I'm annoyingly close to buying a ticket, even though I don't care about 99% of
bands
on that
page. Don't you want to see Issues?
They've got, I was about to say...
Architects.
I was about to say... I was about to say, Issues have crossed over.
Yeah, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. They're the next big...
Their next
thing in that kind of genre, yeah.
Yeah, well.
They really are, which I'm not sure.
It's a shame.
Let's face it, if they were coming out 10 years ago, we'd all be digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
What are they like, Issues?
R&B metal is the description, but I don't know how they're R&B metal and what makes them it.
Metalcore, aren't
yeah.
They? It's like Justin Timberlake singing over the top of metalcore music.
For Killswitch Engage.
It's not as interesting as it sounds.
Yeah.
No.
It's not that great.
But yeah, the fact that I'm even considering going, because after last year I was like, well, I'm not going to do that for a long time now, because I've not been to many festivals, but the two I've been to are Reading both times.
Yeah.
But I'm just annoyingly close to buying a ticket again.
You watch, I bet Radiohead to get that as the last headliner, you'd have to go.
It could be Sabbath.
Sabbath are shout still.
Could be Sabbath.
I wouldn't care, I've got to admit.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's just me. I don't know who else it could be. Kasabian? Or are they doing Glastonbury Power?
Oh, it'll be one of them, wouldn't it?
one of them. You're not specifying which one.
I've heard the latest rumour. The latest rumour is a co-headline between Queensland Stone Age and Paramore.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
Be rubbish.
Yeah, they're not headline material, I don't think.
Paramore are?
Well, both albums have been...
What, Paramore?
Both Paramore headline material.
Both Paramore albums.
No. Paramore and Queens of Stone Age is both latest albums.
No, Queens of Stone Age, one of the best albums.
Is it only me who thinks that?
It's not going to impact Paramore, the wider festival audience.
Paramore will be great.
I don't know if they can headline it yet, though.
They definitely can. They're selling out arenas really quickly.
They're playing.
They're one of those bands that needs to like step up to the headline.
Yeah, it's about time, I guess.
I feel like the last album they did kind of...
But I think about 90% of our generation are bored of Paramore.
I've seen them.
Won't give a damn.
And I'm in the 10%.
Yeah. Let's face it, regardless of whether the last album was good or not, that last album like pushed them right into the whole of the mainstream consciousness.
Plus she cut her hair, so she's looking different now. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a different band.
Do you think people 3 or 4 years younger than us, like the majority of the audience at Reading and Leeds, are... Do you think they care about Paramore?
I think they care about a couple of songs.
I think that I think they've kind of stepped up into that level where they're another one of your Red Hot Chili Peppers or your Green Days. That
kind of like you have to see because they were a big deal.
And they're going to stick around for a long, long, long time.
Very long time.
Well, they're still really young, aren't they? That's the thing.
Young, yeah.
They must have started.
They're not in their 30s yet, are they?
No.
Nah.
Do you think Hayley Williams will do Gwen Stefani?
Completely.
Yeah.
She's going to slowly morph into Gwen Stefani.
I think that was the plan a few years ago, and they decided to do Paramore.
I think it was the plan since Paramore ever got when she was like 16.
Yeah. Did they not have a big falling out of royalties and stuff?
Yeah, because she gets more than everyone else does. Yeah.
That's understandable. Like, if I was in the band, I'd be like, well, yeah, fair enough, she's Hayley Williams.
But very fairly, the people that were complaining got kicked out.
I don't think they got kicked out. I think they left.
And now they're in a band called American Heart or something like that.
Well, so the two guys that are in the band at the moment aren't the originals?
There's two in Paramore at the moment that aren't the original.
Taylor York joined during the riot era, and Jeremy Davis is the only member, the bassist.
You can say names, but let's face it, no one knows anyone in the band that isn't Hayley.
I knew the brothers.
Josh and Zach Farrow.
But they're not in it anymore.
They were great. They were Zach awesome. Farrow was one of the best drummers around. Yeah. But
I'd like to see if they're going to do another album, which will be a while now.
I've got a feeling if the next album they do will be a bit kind of mature.
I'd like to see it go emo, go like much like heavier as it used to be.
I don't think they'll do that.
I don't think they will, but I'd like to see it
because I didn't like the latest album.
I've got a feeling they'd go more indie.
Is it just going to get more and more poppy?
Unfortunately,
I've got a feeling.
Direction on the last album, it was kind of a mature.
But they'll go further that way, I think.
Unfortunately.
They're going to get more and more irrelevant and boring.
Yeah.
Not irrelevant and boring, they'll progress.
Boring. Next festival?
Next festival.
Looking really, really good right now.
It is.
I don't think it's looking that good.
Headliners, Outkast, Foles, and there. Beck.
One to be announced still.
And one to be announced still, yeah.
Beck, who gives a...
I like Beck. I'm a massive fan of Beck.
I've never, ever been into Beck.
But I never meet people that like him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Me and Andy do. That's about it, really.
Beck! What's the point?
What do you mean?
Here we go.
What's the point?
Here goes the rant.
I've never been in the pub and been like, oh, who do you listen to? Never has anyone gone, I love Beck. Who goes, I love Beck?
Me? What?
Fans of Beck.
Are
they in your top 10?
Top 10? Of course they're not in my top 10.
Beck?
Who would put Beck in your top 10?
People that will put Beck in their top 10 are people you don't associate with, therefore you think they don't exist.
I think Outkast would be great, definitely.
Yeah, Outkast
would
be amazing.
It sees Foles like step up to airline acts.
Yeah,
it's great.
Festival as well.
A long time in the coming. Beck, yeah.
What's the point?
Maybe I agree.
Wait, when you're saying what's the point, do you mean what's the point of Beck or what's the point of Beck headlining?
Who Yeah, yeah, what's the point of headlining?
Beckett, because he's a musical genius.
Yeah, Beck is one of those enigmas.
Will he sell tickets? He's doing the Thursday night as well.
Beck is one of those enigmas. He's one of those guys which really is constantly trying to break down boundaries.
Is he?
Yeah.
His last album, before the one that's just about to come out, was released as sheet music.
Yeah, well, Yeah, he's not your kind of person.
He's not pop punk, is he? It's no trumpets. Nah. It's trumpets. There's no trumpets, so I don't care.
I'd probably like him. I just haven't really listened.
I've never bothered with him.
He's good.
Hmm.
He's good.
He hasn't even sold that many records.
He's got 2x platinum on the Odelay. You just said that. The information was right in front of you. You were looking at it.
That's not many.
What, two times platinum on that, gold on all the records surrounding it, platinum on Mellow Gold, and gold for every 4 records after that is pretty damn good.
Beck is a big deal.
Yeah.
Beck is a big deal.
Is he?
Who yeah, else? He really is.
Who's down the, you know, sheet?
Churches.
Love Churches we got, so much.
Disclosure, Major Lazer, London Grammar, Sam Smith, Wild Beast, Clean Bandit, Caribou, Churches, and Laura Mvula. Is that how you pronounce
she's
it?
Cool, yeah,
she's okay.
She's got soul. She's annoying live. Her voice is annoying live.
Also, yeah. Scroobius Pip presents the Satin Lizard Lounge.
Scroobius P.I.P. till I D.I.E.
What's the point?
Hello.
Yeah.
No, we didn't forget to talk. Oh, they just gone back.
Oh,
so
they're back.
Hello.
Yeah, wait.
We played 2 short songs in a row.
We actually forgot as well. We just kind of woke up.
That's okay. Let's talk about another festival.
Let's go to the rumours for V Festival.
V Festival being announced tonight. I think it will be Lady Gaga.
That'd be
or she'll be at least one of them.
Well, Timberlake's the strongest rumour on this. I know.
Do you reckon it'll be Timberlake?
I don't know.
I don't think it'll be Timberlake.
I don't know or reckon anyone. I don't find E Festivals that reliable, to be brutally honest.
I don't think it'll be Timberlake. I think it'll be Lady Gaga and The Killers? Because they did it 2 years ago. Although it's only 2 years ago.
But it is V Festival.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They do a lot of repeats and they're unashamed of it.
Is there any of those big stadium indie bands going around at the moment that aren't busy?
No, but maybe Kanye's doing stuff. So maybe it could be Kanye. It'd be funny if it was Outkast.
Are the Foo Fighters
It'd be really
doing
funny
anything?
If it was Outkast. No, Foo Fighters aren't doing anything.
Doesn't matter really, does
Foo
it?
Foo Fighters are recording, aren't they?
Oh, of course they are.
Recording,
yeah.
Yes.
Lady Gaga and Kanye would be pretty big.
I think it could be Lady. That's my shout, I think. I think it's going to be Lady Gaga, Kanye West.
Imagine Dragons.
And Imagine Dragons will be on there somewhere. And New Meet at 6 will be on there somewhere. And if Frank Turner's there,
festival.
I'll be
Which
going.
Festival's this?
V Festival.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I've been to V Festival. I've been to V Festival a few times. 3 times I've been to V Festival.
Was that really every good? Time because Frank Turner played?
No, that was only the latest one.
Oh, okay.
and it's alright.
Why did you go the previous times?
Because, like, could.
Because someone.
Yeah, first time they had a band whose singer's now in prison. You know what I want to see?
That band.
Yeah.
The best fashion sense in rock.
Yeah, I said that. And then the second time, the King Blues played.
Mm.
And from the, yeah. And cool. I just went, I had friends to go with, so I went. And I enjoyed it. People sometimes just not there for the music.
It's definitely that sort of festival.
I've seen some cool acts there. I've seen Lady Gaga there in a tent. It went Lady Gaga, The Streets, and then MGMT.
All right, hipster cred.
That was cool. Yeah, hipster cred, that one is.
How's that hipster cred?
Because I saw Lady Gaga in a tent.
But Lady Gaga's always been Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but when are you going to see Lady Gaga in a tent? Never now. Never.
True. At Solosphere, she'll do a private performance.
No, she won't. Don't lie.
Oh. Covering Behemoth songs.
Yeah.
Isle of Wight?
Isle of Wight, yeah. Sorry, Isle of Wight got announced. The headline is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm. Again.
We did talk about it a bit.
Well, there's more. We talked about the headlines. I don't know about if there's any like lower down bands on the bill.
Yeah, they announced Chloe Howe. The Specials maybe got announced.
You might be making that up.
I might be making that up. Have a look. Selector. I think Selector played.
Oh, blimey, Jesus.
Selector.
Dappy's playing, so.
Dappy, obviously.
Well, so I'm covered.
The Stripes. Travis. Guys, Travis are playing. John Newman. Nina Nesbitt represent. Gorgon City.
Your mate.
Yeah, the Specials are playing.
Oh, cool.
They kind of did like a farewell tour as well.
So if you guys, you're going to go to Download or Sonosphere, I think you're
going to Download.
Yeah.
If you weren't doing either of those, what would be next on the list?
Reading.
Well, I might have enough money for a smaller festival this year, and Bestival's looking quite appealing.
Even
Bestival does it.
Yeah, I was going to say, even like including Download and Sonosphere, I'm thinking either Sonosphere or Bestival.
Ooh. So you'd sooner go Bestival than Download?
At the moment, yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
For Outkast,
I do
and
really
who?
Want to
yeah.
Outkast. Yeah.
Literally just Outkast. Yeah.
Outkast, Foles, wow. Beck.
Problem about Bestival, I don't live around here anymore.
Yeah.
So that's a long way away from me now.
Yeah, when is Bestival? Is it still
September?
What we've done here?
That's what's quite appealing about the Isle of Wight Festival, is we'll still have our houses just like early June.
Yeah. I could still do Bestival, though. I could get a train down here.
Yeah. You've got to get a ferry.
The price is like triple on the weekend. Yeah. It's really annoying.
We might be able to get some kind of work experience as well.
Well, we got press passes for it last year.
Ooh.
So
that would save money on the ferry.
Well, give that to me.
Work it out.
Just
say
five.
Work it out. But my one's Download still, and probably second one would be Reading, because I want to see Blink.
Yeah, I really want to see Blink.
Well, I've seen them before, and they're really good.
Actually, in terms of Bestival, I'm really excited for all the stuff they do outside the music as well.
Yeah,
because I'm looking
definitely.
At this film festival they do in the forest. I might want to go there at the night to watch a couple of movies.
Ooh, type in Rockverkta, like W-E-R-C-H.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They always have good lineups, those guys.
My housemate went to it last summer, and we might go this summer.
With Bestival, and they do a smaller festival, the Camp Bestival, like the family-friendly one. Yeah. They have like really good talk, like lectures, like from like radio presenters and stuff.
Rockverkta is really good.
Okay.
It's got... the headliners for each day: Thursday Metallica, Friday the Arctic Monkeys, Saturday Pearl Jam, Sunday Kings of Leon, and then
4 days.
The bands underneath them, you got Placebo, Black Keys, Ellie Goulding, Damon Albarn, Skrillex,
Triggerfinger,
Major Lazer, Pixies, Franz Ferdinand, MGMT, Imagine Dragons, Higham, Foles, Baby Shambles.
Look how far down Foles are. They're headlining Bestival. Yeah, and as soon as you go
with Wicked Clio as well.
Look how far down the 1975 are. Yeah. They're near the bottom.
Festival must have so much money. How do you even?
They always put on sensational lineups.
Skrillex is playing.
No, they always have more money because they're on mainland Europe, so they don't have to pay as much for artists to like travel with planes and stuff.
There's a rumor for Sonosphere, 3rd to 6th of July. Skrillex is playing in Belgium. That's the week before Sonosphere.
Oh, that would be
good. That could be Skrillex.
I can see him. Definitely.
Cypress Hill are doing a festival exclusive at NAS Festival. It's a skate.
Yeah.
So is that an exclusive?
Yeah,
exclusive. Oh, that sucks.
But yeah, last year at that one, I think there was like Tyler and Kendrick and all people like that, and then the headliners, there was Alt-J there and Ben Howard there and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Really big lineup.
That's cool.
It's quite cool. Belgium. Oh, my brother's trying to get tickets for Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
It looks pretty amazing.
It looks hectic, but because it's a bunch of people.
Really.
Who's doing
massive dance music and loads of drugs?
Who's doing Primavera?
No interest.
Can't remember.
I'll have a look at the lineup.
It is an all right lineup. You've seen it, haven't you?
I can't remember.
Oh, it's announced the full lineup now.
Yeah,
I didn't realise they did that.
Up. Yeah, it went up today last week.
Who is it?
It's.
Oh, blimey. There's a lot of names on there. They're all in alphabetical order.
The headliners.
I can't
tell. The National are one of them.
National.
I think Arcade Fire are one of them.
Nine Inch Nails of the Pixies are there. Touche Amore
are
there.
Arcade Fire. Kendrick Lamar's there.
There's no way of telling the headlines. They're just all here in alphabetical order.
Why do they do that?
But Arcade Fire's one of them, because it's Arcade Fire.
Where's that festival?
Cabana Tac.
That's
playing.
In Barcelona.
Ooh.
It's meant to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to go. I reckon it would be quite fun.
Same.
So England...
Mogwai.
We still have the biggest reputation in terms of music festivals, don't we?
Yeah.
But...
We have the bigger festivals, but not the better lineups.
Yeah,
I don't
you just hop over the channel and you get all these kinds of lineups for less money.
I like Rockhamring.
I really want to go to that one in France.
Oh, Hellfest.
Hellfest.
Hellfest looks badass
Flawless
this year,
lineup.
Doesn't it?
Well good.
I'll get that up
Hellfest
as well.
Hellfest looks really good this year. It's already sold out and the whole lineup's up.
It's sold out?
Yeah, it's sold out
like in the day this year.
Wow.
And the whole lineup. I think it's because they put the whole lineup up.
Who is
honestly,
it?
What? Hellfest. I can't even remember, but I think Sabbath for a day.
Yeah, it's...
I don't... What?
If you're into metal and rock, you like the lineup.
Aerosmith, Iron Maiden and Sabbath headlining.
That's ridiculous. With Rob Zombie, Deep Purple and Soundgarden subbing.
Avenged on the second stage. Extreme are back. I love Extreme.
There's a band called Satan on the first day.
Les Zeppelin. I've seen Les Zeppelin.
They're all like... That's me being trying to be critical of these kinds of festivals. They're just all the names that I hear for like every metal festival.
Yeah, the problem with
Death,
at the moment...
Carcass.
The problem with at the moment is it has a lot of repeats.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's quite hard to get.
Monster Magnet's playing.
Yeah, they've got a really good stoner rock stage.
I want Monster Magnet to play Sonosphere.
Do you like him?
I like Monster Magnet.
Well, I've never really bothered with
Stonery.
Yeah.
I actually like that name.
Monster
Monster Magnet.
It's called Monster Magnet.
That's named after Frank Zappa film, I think. Yeah. That's a bit of trivia.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, that's cool.
Monster Magnet. So that's probably festivals, really.
Yeah, that's that. Done.
So, Sonosphere.
No,
Louis
down.
Download.
Download.
And then your Sonosphere or festival rather than download.
Definitely.
Sonosphere, festival, hopefully.
Sean?
Download or festival.
Oi, oi.
Yeah. I'm confused between like festival, Isle of Wight or Reading.
We still go festival.
Festival. It's ages, September. So long ago.
Yeah, but that's the good thing. I've never had a festival towards the end of festival season before. It's always at the start.
It's a little bit depressing, though, because as soon as you're home, the summer's over, you need to get a job.
I know, but what I don't like is with Download, because that's normally one of the first festivals, like before Glastonbury. It happens in June, and that's before the summer's even started for me.
We were quite lucky we had the other one.
And it makes the weather scary, doesn't it?
It makes what, sorry?
The weather. If you're sleeping in a puddle.
Red Fest is always unpredictable.
Yeah, Red Fest. And I went to Slam Dunk Festival.
I think
before.
That gets in there. Red Fest is like this week on Friday or something. Then,
oh, so. Cool. I'll have a look at that.
We can have a chat about that later.
Slam Dunk Festival is announced tomorrow. Zebrahead, Goldfinger, and Fandangle are playing. Probably
so
many I Am festivals. The Avalanche.
So many. 2000 Trees. What did 2000 Trees announce?
Oh, Jamie Lenman.
Yeah. Not as a headliner, though.
No, second stage headliner.
I just hope there's some Ruben based thing going on.
There won't be.
There might be.
Who's
that, sir? Line up Pippa
coming
soon.
That kind of suggests to me Danisak versus Scroobius Pippa going to be playing.
I wouldn't be surprised if they turned up.
What did it say?
Well, it's a picture of him.
Picture of him, yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
What a beard.
I know. I'll get to see him tomorrow on Thursday.
So, we're going to continue the theme of, like, weird pairings, because this is Usher into Laura Marling.
Cool.
Soothes the soul.
Does. It soothes Soothing. The mind as well.
Oh, that good.
No need for all this anger and shouting.
Laura Marling, officially better than Gabrielle Aplin.
Nah, disagree.
I'll say this, right? I wasn't a fan of that, but that's the music I expect to hear when I'm drinking tea.
Oh, I love
I don't
Laura
even
Marling.
Like tea, really.
I don't like tea.
Not like tea.
Not any tea or anything. Chamomile, green.
It's not like that.
Those are the only
it.
Ones I know.
So who are you seeing tonight?
Lonely the Brave.
Tell me about them.
They're awesome. I don't really know them.
I don't know if they're good, but they're,
Are they angry?
No. They're quite timid.
Timid.
A rock band.
An alternative rock band. Mm-hmm. They're a bit weird in that. The front man isn't really a front man, but you just get mesmerized. Like they're really quite boring. They're kind of like boring to what. It's weird. They're just a band.
Is the front man not a front man,
but a singer? Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically turns to the side, to the audience, and just sings. And you just get mesmerised by his voice. His voice is insane, because he's like got like a Cockney accent in real life. You don't really talk to him. But his just voice is insane, and you just get kind of mesmerised by it.
Is there potential for it to be rubbish?
No.
If he's having a bad day or something, no. And he hits a bum, no, it'll ruin the...
If he hit a bum, that'd ruin it all, but he wouldn't, because it's just insane. Okay. And they're being topped by everyone. Everyone's saying this is going to be
topped.
The band.
They're being topped.
Topped in the head, mate.
They're being topped.
Yeah.
Wait, what does that actually mean, being topped?
I don't know.
I made it up.
Well done, though.
It sounds right,
yeah,
doesn't
it? Yeah, well done.
Being topped by everyone.
And you're just going to get really, really drunk for it, is that the point?
Yeah, I think I'm in one of those moods.
You're going to write a review? Or?
Let's mic grab.
Mic grab.
Log show to mic grab.
It's going to be really good. I've met them before, they're really nice. But they're playing all the festivals, like, they're doing Download. They're supporting Therapy. So, you know, support Deftones.
I like Therapy. I'm a big Therapy
fan.
Yeah,
they support Deftones. They played Reading and Leeds last year. Mm. The introducing stage. Supported my boys, Seco Chain. And they're just really good to watch. So, okay. And I think they're a bit like Twin Atlantic.
No.
A little bit. No. A little bit like Mastodon.
What?
No.
I haven't even heard them and I know that's wrong. Just from looking at them.
Maybe it's because... I just keep listening. It goes to L to M on my iTunes, and then after Lonely the Brave, it goes to Mastodon. Yeah. So maybe that's that.
I don't know. Yeah, I do comparisons to Therapy. Comparisons to
big singers.
Nine Inch Nails and Outkast. They're after each other the alphabet.
It's just really good. It's just really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I hope you're gonna like him.
I might. Who knows?
I hope you like him. I don't want to be wrong on these.
Might be convinced.
And I know you're not, but who's coming to my show on Monday?
Sorry.
I probably will.
Yeah?
How was the gig yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
Sunday.
It was all right. It was good. It was the first one we've done, so it went as good as it could have.
What's your band called?
Holy Tees.
Do you have any t-shirts? T-shirts?
No, not yet.
I think we did this joke the first time.
Yeah, I like
it. It wasn't really funny then, but it's all right.
Cool.
And then, so yeah, Monday, it's free entry, Amy does, may as well. Well, not you, because who are you seeing?
I'm seeing Real Big Fish, Less Than Jake and Zebrahead.
Well, of course you are.
We're going to play Zebrahead next, is that why we're playing them?
Yeah, you're playing them, because Zebrahead are basically on this tour of Real Big Fish. It's like an ultimate ska punk tour. Like a dream tour for pop punk and ska punk fans like me.
You must be so happy that tour got announced.
I cannot wait for Monday. Literally, it's going to be so much. I'm going to get so drunk. I'm going to get absolutely hammered. I'm going to be so sweaty because I'm going to dance my ass off for all of them. And
you three all drink a lot.
Yeah.
You guys.
But then, they announced another tour yesterday. They're playing the Slam Dunk Festival, and it's a Slam Dunk ska punk tour. And it's them and Goldfinger.
Is that what it's called? Is that what's being marketed?
Yeah, it's a Slam Dunk ska punk tour.
Well done to the marketing people there.
It rhymes.
You found two words that coincidentally rhyme.
And they're playing in Portsmouth, and they're playing in Norwich, and they're playing Slam Dunk. So I might see them three times again in May, potentially.
Well done.
Really excited. So that's why we're playing Zebrahead, because I'm really excited for the gig. And Zebrahead are amazing.
Let's hear, shall we? And we can decide if they are amazing.
Hi. I like that song.
Flea's not a good bassist.
No. Oh, God.
Leo.
Which is factually inaccurate.
Okay, no, well, I'll rephrase that. I don't like Flea's bass playing.
Why?
Oh, but that takes busy. The controversy out of the...
What do you mean? It's like me from yesterday.
Sorry, what does being too busy mean?
It means he plays too much.
He plays a lot.
That's kind of the appeal of the Chili Peppers.
Like. Not the Chili Peppers overall.
It's a big part.
I'm just not a fan of his playing.
Who's your favourite bassist?
My favourite bassist?
Let's all go around and all announce our favourite bassist.
Oh, Christ, I'm not really sure.
Cliff Burton.
Good shout.
Cliffy B.
Steve Harris.
Paul McCartney has great bass lines.
Definitely Steve Harris. Gallops, mate. Gallops.
Yeah. Les Claypool.
You can't deny his talent. Geezer Butler's a good shout.
Geezer Butler's a great one. I'll stick with Claypool.
Yeah, Claypool.
I like Chee Chen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays root notes.
Yeah,
I just like the way he does it. Like, half the time he doesn't even play. It's brilliant.
Well, he can't.
Don't like bass. Just listen to White Stripes then.
I like bass.
The thing is, like, you like someone's a bit conservative with their usage, so that when they do use it, it's big impact.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I. No. That's exactly.
I get it. This is what I don't get about you saying busy though. You got to play bass throughout the whole song anyway, don't you?
No, not.
But
always.
You don't have to play like.
It's like a big part of when bassists are busy, like Steve Harris or Gigs of Butler.
Steve Harris has his own
a whole other dimension to the track. It's a whole other dimension.
Steve Harris has the gallop.
Yeah.
Steve Harris has the gallop.
I like the gallop.
I think Geezer Butler makes quite a few Black Sabbath songs.
I do
like Geezer.
Especially
John Entwistle. I'd say that's my favourite. Yeah. But he is busy, but only when he needs to be.
I can kind of see your point, but that's
do you see
who.
What I mean?
But Flea, don't say Flea's not a.
Well, no, I'll take that back. I'll just say
because Flea's. Opened a lot of windows.
Technically, he's very, very talented.
All those high school kids who go, oh, I'll be Flea.
Yeah, technically, he's no very,
goes,
very
oh,
talented.
I'll be Steve Harris.
I'm going to drill a hole in my finger and fill it with super glue.
Did you do that?
No, Flea's done that. He's worn away his thumb over the years from playing bass and he's put glue in it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Ooh. But like, all
do
these,
you not know that?
That's horrible.
All these virtuoso bassists like Victor Wooten or Marcus Miller, I just find boring. Like, I don't see any point in them.
No, I admit, I don't like. Solo bass technicians, really, because there's nothing much to it.
I do, but
well, in a way, Flea is like that for me, but in the context of a band.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, speaking of Red Hot Chilis, again, did we watch? We all watched the Super Bowl, didn't we?
Mm. Yeah,
I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I watched the halftime.
Did you watch a halftime show, Ellis? What did you think?
It annoyed me that Bruno Mars was the main guy, and then Chili just ran on and did like a bit.
I was saying that though, Bruno Mars looked a lot better than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They just came on and ran around.
Yeah,
it was just ridiculously American.
It was very American,
wasn't it? Mm.
It was for what it was. It was all right though, wasn't it?
It was all right
for what it was. Yeah,
if they were playing and not miming, but
we spoke about it.
There wasn't any problem.
Did we say that on the radio? Or
I think so. I'm not sure.
It gets mixed up.
Yeah,
but. Oh well, Bruno Mars.
Right. I don't really like Bruno Mars.
Nah,
not
who does? Who does?
Nah.
He's becoming huge.
What were we saying? Because he's like a male Janelle Monáe. Yeah. But Janelle Monáe is good. And I'm going to get tickets to see Janelle Monáe on Town Friday.
Where's she playing?
Brixton Academy.
She'll be great. She'll be awesome.
She's like literally the one act I want to see live who I haven't seen live yet. She'll be great. I think. I can't think of maybe Poison.
Every one of our gigs just turns into Poison. A massive party.
I want to see Poison live, yeah.
Wait, hang on. Okay.
What? I haven't seen Poison
Cole,
live.
I want to see Poison live just to hear nothing but a good time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Poison.
Yeah. Unskinny Bop.
Okay.
But yeah, do you know my...
If we use that as a question then, one live act you haven't seen that you need to see.
That's cool.
Mine's Janelle Monáe.
Rush.
System of a Down.
Oh, I don't know.
You're a bit uncertain today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Uncertain on a lot of things today.
I kind of am.
There must be one band going about at the moment that you haven't had the chance to see yet.
For me, they're both playing festivals this summer. It'd either be Kanye West or Red Hot Chili Peppers, probably.
I've never seen Kanye, so yeah.
Kanye. I was going to say Kanye.
I don't think he's particularly like renowned for a live show. But it would still be amazing to watch.
He's one of my favourite artists of all time.
I quite like to see Outkast.
What do you mean he's not renowned for his live show? Have you seen how ridiculous it is?
Yeah, but not like... He's an album. He's an album.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what you mean. He tours less.
But hip-hop is more recording-based anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty different experience, isn't it, watching a rap artist?
Yeah, completely.
I'd really like to see Chili's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to see. And No Doubt. I'd really like to see No Doubt. Mm. Or Gwen Stefani by herself, whatever.
Yeah. Or just like to see her.
Just go see Paramore.
How many times have you seen Paramore? Is it a big number?
Three.
I've seen two.
Not many.
Two, I think I've seen them.
What bands have you each seen the most?
Enter Shikari 15 times.
Whoa. Jesus. I didn't realise you've seen them 15 times. Yeah. I'm 13 on Frank Turner. I'll be 15 this time next week.
Dry the River. About 7 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? We saw them. I fell asleep.
I was weird with them.
When I say I fell asleep, I actually physically fell asleep.
I became obsessed
by about 3 or 4 songs, and I booked up about 4 shows. And then by the time I was watching them, the last time I saw them was at Reading, the year just gone, and I was bored as well.
Oh yeah, I saw Dragon Force about 8 times.
Jesus.
I loved them. Loved Dragon Force.
Well, with the old singer, they were always fun to see live.
He was such a good front man. And as soon as he left, I've been getting back into
power metal recently.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Halloween.
No, listen to Blind Guardian. They're good.
Yeah, I used to like them as well. I used to walk around with the Dragon
Sean, Force. Sean, who have you seen most?
I have no idea.
I've got a list.
Probably Giants, just because they play a lot for free.
Yeah.
And they're probably always, Giants. You know. But Baby Godzilla will probably match it by the end of the year. 3 or 4 times.
Hayden?
I think mine's the most like 5 or 6 times to Motorhead, and each time we go see them, it's not to go see them sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Well,
or festivals?
No, not even festivals, just like support acts on tours, because like, I've seen them at a couple of Downloads and the Sonosphere, which is free. I saw them supporting Alice Cooper, which is really cool, and it was at the first gig I ever went to. It was Foo Fighters, Motorhead, Queens of the Stone Age, Angels and Airwaves, and Juliette Lewis. It was awful.
I kept bumping into Futureheads for a while.
I met them.
I saw them 3 or 4 times just as a support act or something.
I didn't even like them. I saw them headline a festival.
Never seen them.
They were really
cool. They got some. I like their acoustic-y stuff.
I like the Kate Bush song.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't mind some Futureheads.
Andy's having a moan at me that we were talking about solo basses that we didn't mention the Ninja Slob Droomy. Those guys who supported
they're really good.
What's the name of that band? Program Initiative, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were really good. He was a really good bassist, he was for a solo dude.
It was great.
The guy from
Don't need
Royal
that
Blood.
Many strings, though, do you?
Yeah, you
probably
do.
The guy from Royal Blood was a good bassist.
He was. No, he was. He was a good bassist. See, that guy was a good bassist. Even though he used effects.
But he has to make it sound big, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to listen to more of them. Should play a couple of tunes.
Yeah, go for it.
More or less nearly be done. Next is Beck. But you don't know this song, Aidan, do you?
I don't know this particular song. But I don't know what album it's from.
Beck's chance to make a case.
Yeah, if you're thinking about best of all.
And then Florence and Machine.
Worse for Nirvana. This is so unfair.
Oh, breaking news, we need to do this right now. We are stopping a song for this.
This is what...
Louis,
what?
Over the weekend, you made a little statement.
Yes,
I did. On popular social media.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Would you
People
like
don't like
to
me
just
anymore.
Share with us and the listeners
what I said?
Yep. Just put it simply.
Let's be honest. Nirvana are a terrible band.
Wah, wah, wah.
It's true. They're no. terrible.
No,
what got one good song? I'm on a plane. I'm on a plane.
Is that that's because it. Frank Turner covered that
yes,
song?
Yes, it's exactly why.
We can see where this started to go already. I don't... What?
What?
Let's,
what?
Let's compare Nirvana what? To Frank Turner.
No, yeah.
Nirvana were essentially the sum. I mean, I admit they're not an amazing band technically, but they're some of their influences. They took the whole of American indie and put it into their sound, and the whole of American alternative and a lot of British alternative was influenced by that. So massively important band, Frank Turner.
Frank Turner's a massive influence on people now. Frank Turner's now a massive influence on people.
Name me three bands
that came out with it in 1942.
Name me three bands that come out in the last 2 years that cite Frank Turner.
Okay, give me a minute.
Jim Lockie.
Jim Lockie. There we go, there's one. Ben Marwood and the retrospective soundtrack players.
Seriously, oh, yeah, though, those guys I know.
Seriously, though, Nirvana are one of the only genuinely raw... kind of abrasive bands that broke through into being widely known. Mm. They're kind of the symbol for rock and roll of the 90s.
Yeah, but that's only because there was no other good rock music in the 90s.
What?
Was there?
No, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam.
Yeah, apart from grunge, like apart from like that whole grunge movement.
Yeah, the alternative
was there
movement.
That much?
Yeah, there was a whole alternative movement in the 90s. You had things like Beck, Biohazard was coming.
We've gone through Beck. We've gone through... I don't like Pixies.
Just watch Beavis and Butthead and you'll realise how good the 90s music scene
was. I know, I think I'm not
Jane's
a 90s
Addiction,
kid.
They were huge.
Jane's Addiction,
I don't like
yeah.
Jane's Addiction.
But you like... You like
Wait, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, okay. Chili Peppers, Pantera.
But you...
Okay, Pantera, okay.
But for some
we'll
reason, for some reason you like all the bands that rip them off.
Yeah, totally. Especially
like Seether.
I love Seether. I like all these, yeah, I like these modern grunge bands.
Down the sound.
Yeah, Seether have a massive, they always cover Nirvana.
Nirvana made it okay to be a greasy, messy
yeah.
slob.
I just don't like
awesome.
I just don't think Nirvana are good. But sorry.
I like, to be fair,
I just don't.
It's fairly simple music. If you don't like it, you're not going to suddenly go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, we're not going to change your mind. But I don't think...
I don't think the... Well, you said a minute ago, I don't think the lyricism is that... special, as people say.
I don't think he was great,
and that's kind of what a lot of people kind of go on about when they talk
sincere.
About him more than anything
it was
else
the sincereness,
you're trying to protect yourself now. You're not going down the whole they're rubbish road anymore. You're going down this road of I don't like them now to try and
okay
pat
I still think they're rubbish.
Well,
they're not.
They're definitely not.
I think they are.
While we're off air, you were saying like about what was that heroin thing you were saying?
Yeah,
about?
Why is he considered this hero?
Okay,
he's a heroin addict.
Wait,
worship. No, I
guarantee you 85% of the music you've ever listened to, they've been on hard drugs.
Yeah, but they're not as open about
Bill
it.
Hicks.
As, like that's kind of a gimmick if anything with the right.
How
when,
is it a gimmick?
When you think of Kurt Cobain, you think of heroin addict.
The press
why
came
should
up
that,
with that.
Yeah, but it's still a thing now.
That's not his fault though.
Well.
That's not his fault at all. You can't say that.
Still.
And maybe he's worshipped as like a brilliant songwriter and performer rather than the fact that he's heroin.
I don't know. Yeah.
On this show earlier, we were all praising how much we like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Half of them are former heroin addicts,
exactly.
And they're lauded as heroes. They just played the
Super Bowl.
This
is why I didn't mention this on the Facebook thing last night because of the Philip Seymour Hoffman thing. I thought, well, I love his films, but he's a heroin addict.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to say, I just don't like how he's considered this big hero guy. I'm like, he's on drugs all the time.
Yeah, but you're making it out that the drugs were the only thing about him that got pushed after he died. You know, his legacy is still there in music. I mean, no one really talks about his drugs. They only talk about Nirvana.
No one loves Nirvana because they're a heroin.
Yeah.
I can't do.
You're a heroin addict?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you. Didn't you know?
Oh, wow. Someone else on the show that injects needles every day.
I just... They're just bad. I don't, I just don't get it. It's all depressing as well, isn't it?
It's not.
Do they have a happy song? Do they have a happy song?
They have some stupid songs. They had a...
Milk It.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
They had a song with the lyric, Poop As Hard As Rocks.
That's all right.
Like, that's not a... You know, that's just...
They're three guys.
But he's a funny guy.
But 90% of their songs are quite depressing.
He was a funny guy.
Yeah, but so are the Smiths, but they're held as one of the best songwriters of all time.
They're three guys having fun playing rock music.
I mean, there's a lot of depth to the music. It's not all depressing.
Yeah, you don't have to label it depressing just because it's a bit, like, emotional. It's just powerful, powerful music.
I just don't get it. I don't get the hype.
But you like Seether.
I like Seether.
Gabriel.
I don't really like any of the grunge bands.
still.
Not really? Even like Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains?
Oh, Pearl Jam. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Pearl Jam.
Yeah. My favourite's Alice in Chains.
Nah.
Yeah.
Never did it for me.
I edged out Garden.
Maybe that's just something I can't point, which I just don't like.
But that era, it's so good.
I don't think it is.
It really is.
I don't think it is.
You don't think the 90s is a good era? Because a lot of people held that back as the last great era.
Do you like the 80s?
But a lot of people say the opposite. A lot of people say 90s killed metal and stuff.
Well, yeah, that is true. The 90s did kill metal, let's not lie. But it came back.
Yeah,
but
it came back.
What was the metal it killed? The metal it killed was
Motley Crue.
Was oi, Warrant. Oi, oi. The metal it killed was Warrant. The metal it killed was Poison.
Yeah,
the
Cinderella. Yeah, I like some of that.
Bon Jovi started to wear.
It did need to go away.
Yeah. Bon Jovi started to stop spiking their hair up and they started wearing double denim, didn't they?
Okay, we can agree for metal needed a bit of a break.
The best thing that happened in the 90s. Was Radiohead. So should we finish the show?
No.
We can call it a day because it's 4 o'clock and we'll come back next week. If Louis, Mega you know, pie. If you could say something else dumb this week and we can just we can just shout at you about that.
We'll see. I'm not here next week. Shall I say something now?
Brilliant.
I think next week, at some point during the show, you should ring in. Give us an opinion.
Yeah, I can ring in next week.
Yeah. Can we do that? Yeah, I'd like to do that.
I can definitely ring in next week. Last opinion of the day. Beatles are terrible.
This guy, man, where does he come from?
Beatles are terrible.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm leaving.